Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good afternoon,
WMIE.
And good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing on this beautiful Friday morning. And if you have been listening to the broadcast all of this week, from Monday through this day, Friday, I know for sure that you would be blessed by the Word, because the Word gives life. Mm-hmm. The flesh profits nothing, but the Word is what gives life. So you would find life through the Word. And we hope that while we are on the air, Monday through Friday, the Word that we author here is not our Word, but the Word of God, which become our final authority. And that's the one we obey, and that's the one we practice. And when we practice it, we get result. If you haven't been a partner of this ministry, we will ask you that you are to seek God and says, Lord, what would you have me to do? And how can I help that the radio program that comes on and I listen to it? I enjoy the teaching, Make Your Day Count. How can I be a blessing? The way you could be a blessing is to help us pay the cost of each day. Each day we are on this radio, it costs us. Every day, it's a cost. So it's not for free. Salvation is for free, but to broadcast it, we have to pay for it. So you could join us. You could join us and help us pay for it.
If you would like to be a financial partner for Make Your Day Count, if you're a Cash App user, you could Cash App $Celebration Tab. And on the four line, please put Make Your Day Count so that your giving comes directly for the airtime for this radio program. If you're in the local area, you could come by 1010 Dixon Boulevard and you can drop off your financial support before or after or during any of our services. We're there on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. for small groups, Connect Four. And we're also there on Sunday mornings. Usually the doors are open by 9:30 and somebody is there. We're there until 12:30. There's always somebody there for that time period if you have a home church and you want to come by on your way to or from your church. Or you can mail a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Florida. 32923. That is the P.O. Box for Celebration Tabernacle Church. So please, on your giving, make sure you write Make Your Day Count. And all the money goes directly to the airtime. Myself or Pastor Beckford do not receive any financial compensation for the time that we spend preparing or here at the radio station. And this program has been on the air since 2019. And what year are we in? 2024. So we've been here. If you've listened for a while, we thank you for your continued faithfulness. If you're a new listener, we encourage you to listen again and again. We're on WMIE at 7:15 a.m. and also 8:30 p.m. and on 99.9 at 5 o'clock. Our Fridays, we dedicate to the God of the City Altar. That is a actual physical place there where there is a spiritual altar raised to the Lord. It's in the form of a billboard on State Road 520 on coming into the city of Cocoa on the West Gate by close to the Brevard County Public School Bus Depot. There is a big billboard that says, God of the City, Jesus is Lord. It's an altar that was raised to God, a banner making his name great here in the city of Cocoa. It's been there since December 12th, 2012. December 12th, 2012. It was 12-12-12, the day that that altar was erected to the Lord. And it's going to be the 12-year anniversary on this December 12th, 2024. So our prayer point this morning over the city of Cocoa is light, light. So there's different purpose for light. God gives us light, and he gives it for different purposes. One of those purposes is for physical direction. God will give us light so that we're able to clearly see the way to go. So now this isn't a flashlight. This is spiritual light. This is insight, and it goes along with our teaching topic for the last few weeks, transporting spiritual reality from the spiritual realm to the physical. So there is a physical directional light. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. So it was obvious to them the direction which they should go. And for Celebration Tabernacle Church, our prophetic word for 2024 is to go forward. And that's from Exodus chapter 14. And we know when it was time for the children of Israel to cross through, to go forward with the, when the Red Sea was before them and the army of Egypt was in hot pursuit behind them, it was obvious for which way for them to go. Once that water parted and it became a wall to the left and a wall to the right, the dry ground was the only route that made sense. It was the route of escape. So our prayer for the city of Cocoa, for all who dwell here, do business here in the city of Cocoa, listening to the broadcasting that is coming here from the city of Cocoa, is that it will be there will be a special surety that God will show you which way to go. When you're faced with different options, different decisions in life, that you will know without a doubt, you will have the directional light that you need to be able to move forward. The other kind of light that's provided to us is emotional light. That comes from Psalm chapter 4, verse 6. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. So that's emotional light. They're saying, who will say, who will show us any good? So when the enemy is plaguing our mind with those thoughts, the Lord lifts up a light of his countenance upon us, so that we're able to intentionally come bring into our remembrance the goodness of God. That's how we come against the darkness. When the enemy's trying to encroach in our mind with darkness and despair, we have to purposely, intentionally lift up the light of the countenance of the Lord and meditate on the goodness of God, the victories that we've had with God along the way. So God will give us emotional light. Another light is the light to be able to expose options. In Psalm chapter 18, verse 28, it says, for you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Psalm chapter 27, verse 1 tells us, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So light will expose to us options. We have options besides fear. We can choose the light of the Lord. We can choose the strength of the Lord that we receive through the light of the Lord, through our salvation. In Micah chapter 7, verse 8, it tells us, do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. Sure. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. So there's light to expose options. God sets us into a broad place through his light. The enemy wants to make us feel like we don't have any options. The enemy wants us to feel like the only way is to go with him. The only way is to come off of our belief in order to take the escape. That is not so. God has set us in a broad place. He has given us many options. So we have to meditate on the options. We need the light of the Lord to show us the many options that he has given unto us so we don't compromise with the enemy. God has given you many options, and there's light for that. So these are the prayer points that we release from the God of the City altar. Every week we have another prayer point that we release over the city. So we're sharing them over the radio here, over the airways, as a way to further the reach of the word. We're confident that when the word of God is released, that it does not return void. It accomplishes that which it is set to do. So now we're releasing the word of light. So you have light for direction in your life. You have light in your emotions. You have light to be able to expose options. You also have light to be able to perfect and to correct. In Isaiah chapter 58, verses 7 through 9, it tells us, "Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you take away the yoke from your midst and the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness." So this is light to perfect, light that brings correction. You say, "Oh, that's what I was doing wrong."
Yeah.
That's where I got messed up, jacked up. So there's light for that, so that we can make the corrections that we need in order to be able to move forward and expand the kingdom of God. He said, "Take away the yoke from your midst. Take away the pointing of your fingers and speaking wickedness." So that's your problem. Take those things away, right, and then you will be able to break forth and move forward. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. So when we focus on positive, when we meditate on the things of God, the goodness of God, the things that are praiseworthy and such, and we take away all this mess, the pointing of the finger and the speaking of wickedness, there will be healing that will take place. So there's light for that. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 through 11, it tells us, For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So that's light to be able to perfect. There's light to be able to correct. In Ephesians chapter 5 there, verse 8 is saying, look, don't be all intermingled with things that are unpleasing to the Lord. Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Why? Because you are called to walk in the light. There is a light for correction. There is a light to be able to perfect. There is a light to be able to expose options. There's a light when emotional darkness tries to plague you. There is a light to give
you
visible
for joining
direction.
Us Make for a day our count. Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.